ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Chapter number 18, entitled "The Residents of Jambudvipa Offer Prayers." Text number 3.
Aho vichitram bhagavad vichesitam. Ananitam jano ayam hi mishana pashyati. सजरी विक्रमा सेवितम् निर्हर्त्य पुत्र पितरां जिजीविष्यति अहो विचित्रं भगवद् विचेष्टितम् ज्ञानातं जनो अयम् इहि न पश्यति ध्यायान् असचरि विक्रमा सेवितम् निर्हृत्य पुत्रं पित्रं जिजीविषति अहो विचित्रं भगवद् विचेष्टितम् ज्ञानतम जनो अयम हि मिशा न पश्यति ध्याया न सा यदि विक्रमा स्वेवितम् निर्हृत्य पुत्रं पितारं जिजीवसति
What to what meaning? Aho,
Aho.
Alas.
Alas.
Vichitram.
Vichitram.
Wonderful. Bhagavat Vichestitam.
The
past times of the Lord.
Hanantam.
Death.
Janah.
A person.
Ayam.
This.
He.
Certainly.
Mishan,
all those things,
na
pashyati,
does not see,
dhyayan,
thinking about,
asad,
material happiness,
yarhi,
because,
karma,
forbidden
activities,
sevitam,
to enjoy,
nirhirtya,
burning,
putram,
sons,
Pitram,
the father,
Jijivisati,
desires
a long life.
Translation
and Prabhupada
Srila
Prabhupada,
translation.
Alas,
how wonderful
it is that the
foolish
materialist does
not heed
the great
danger of
impending
death.
He knows
that death
will surely come,
yet
he is
nevertheless
callous
and neglectful.
If
his father dies,
he wants to
enjoy
his father's
property.
And
if his son
dies, he
wants to enjoy
his son's
possessions
as well.
In
either case,
he
heedlessly
tries
to enjoy
material happiness
with the
acquired money.
Purport.
Material
happiness
means
to have
good facilities
for
eating, sleeping,
sexual
intercourse and
defense.
Within
this world,
the
materialistic
person
lives
only for
these four
principles of
sense gratification,
not
caring
for the
impending
danger of
death.
After
his father's
death, a son
tries to
inherit
his money
and
use it for
sense gratification.
Similarly, one whose son dies tries to enjoy the possessions of his son. Sometimes the father of a dead son even enjoys his son's widow. Materialistic persons behave in this way. Thus, Sukadeva Goswami says, how wonderful are these pastimes of material happiness transacted by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, materialistic persons want to commit all kinds of sinful activities. But without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can do anything. Why does the Supreme Personality of Godhead permit sinful activities? The Supreme Lord does not want any living being to act sinfully, and He begs him through his good conscience to refrain from sin. But when someone insists upon acting sinfully, the Supreme Lord gives him the sanction to act as his own risk. Madha Smritam Jnanam Apohanam Cha. No one can do anything without the sanction of the Lord. But He is so kind that when the conditioned soul persists in doing something, the Lord permits the individual soul to act at his own risk. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, sons always outlive their father in other planetary systems and other lands in this universe, especially on Swargaloka. However, on this planet Earth, a son often dies before his father, and the materialistic father is pleased to enjoy the possession of his son. Neither the father nor the son can see the reality that both of them are awaiting death. When death comes, however, all their plans for material enjoyment are finished. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalabhaya Chakshuvanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kathamayam Tathati Svapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinbandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvabhanu Sutai Devi Pramamani Hari Priye Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sutevadi Pashyate Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Shikor Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So yesterday we started this beautiful chapter number 18, entitled where the residents of Jambudvipa, they are offering their prayers to the Lord. As we know, there are seven islands, and one of the smallest islands is Jambudvipa. And in the Jambudvipa, there are nine varshas. So even though this chapter entitled the residents of Jambudvipa offer prayers, but this prayer has been already started in the previous chapter with Lord Shiva. In the middle of the chapter, where Lord Shiva, he resides in Ilavrata Varsha, and he is the key inhabitant of that place, and the presiding deity of that Ilavrata Varsha is Lord Shankarshna himself. And we heard how beautifully he's been indebted and offering his heartful prayers to the Lord, asking for his mercy. And now we are moving towards the next varsha, which is Bhadra Shwa. Yeah, Bhadra Shwa Varsha. But the key inhabitants of Bhadra Shwa is Maharaj Bhadrashwa, who is none other than the son of
Dharmaraj. And how beautifully he has chanted the first, which is the second verse, Om Namo Bhagavate Dharmatmaya Vishodhanya Nama Iti. And after offering this beautiful mantra here, straight away, his Maharaj Bharadashva, straight away, is glorifying the activity of the Lord in a different way, where it is astonishing the inhabitants. And what is that astonishment here? That, alas, look at the wonderful act of my Supreme Lord. He is acting in a such a way where the foolish materialistic person, he has seen the death around himself, in his family, in his neighborhood, in his office, in his country, and is all over the world. Even though by seeing it, he's not seeing it. Doesn't it so? Isn't it not so beautifully my Lord is acting? How his Maya is acting on a conditioned soul, even though if someone is seeing, still he's not seeing. Where can we find this practical example here? You can find in our Srimad Bhagavatam classes. And people sit, they hear, still they don't hear. This is a practical example here. Even if it happens to myself. Devotees are sitting sometime, early in the morning, in Mangalati, chanting time, even though they are there, when the whole prayer is finished, and they say, Jai Om Vishupad, and everybody comes into the consciousness. They say, I just came 4:30, and now the prayers and artis are finished. In a similar way here, the person who is fully materialistic, they have got many different plans. They are seeing. Prabhupada gives an example in a butcher house when they see a goat. One goat is seeing the another goat front of her or him is going to cut it, and he's seeing it's been cut, but still this goat is busy eating the grass surrounding her legs. The goat is saying, I'm next, but still, it doesn't bother, because I'm so busy enjoying my green grass, so palatable to my tongue, to my senses. Where can I get these beautiful grasses, you know? Look at this butcher, he's so merciful upon me, he's giving me such a nice grass to eat. Otherwise, the whole time I'm just eating only dry grass or, you know, starving under the herd. And now look at that, this butcher, and that's how the time is. Kalo Asmi, Lord. The time is dragging everybody slowly and slowly. I just heard one lecture where it says that people usually say that time is growing. Time is moving. Time is not moving. We are moving. Our body is moving. Time is still there. We can see how our body is moving from time to time, every single second. When we see all of our school friends or neighborhood friends from India after such a long time, we can straight away judge their appearance. Because our image about that particular person, what we have seen him last time, or her last time, small, wearing school dress, wearing school uniform, you know, playing around, but when we see they have grown up, they have got their own babies, you know, in their hand. See the appearance, and when they smile, yeah, I remember that the same smile you are, you know, that God of. But seeing the appearance has totally changed. Grey hairs around the ears, you know, maybe some accident happened, some scars here and there. Used to be fat, now a bit thin, or maybe with an athletic body. There are many changes has been happened. In Mahabharata, this same astonishment where this Maharaj Bharadrashma is showing to the Lord, the same astonishment was Maharaj Yudhishthira being asked that, when you know the pastime where he went, Maharaj Yudhishthira goes to see his brothers, which he has been sent to get something. the water, and he saw everybody's life over there. He saw Asanja, who has built all this mountain like my brothers? They are undefeatable. But there is someone special. When as soon as he's going to drink the water, and there is unknown voice comes, and they are asked like 32 questions. This voice asks. They say, until you answer my questions, you cannot drink it because I am the owner here. I will not allow you. And one of the questions was that, what is the most wonderful thing, astonishing thing in this world? And Yudhishthira Maharaj exactly answered the same thing. Ahate ahani bhutani kachantiha yamadeyam sheshaha sthavaram ichanti kim ashram ataha param. Hundreds and thousands of people, every second they are dying. But those who are living, they are thinking they are not the next. Isn't it beautiful? But is that people, who are these people? Is it my neighbor? Is it my work colleague? Is it my countrymen? Who are these people who are thinking like this? That's the ourself. We are one of them. We are saying, yes, every second someone is going, and we will also fit in 1 second somewhere in the future. We will be also going. But in the purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, but that is not the condition of materialistic person. He is so absorbed in these four activities, eating, mating, defending, and sleeping, which is Hitopadesha Upanishad exactly tells what are these activities similar to, who are the species. This is similar to Ahara Nitra Bhavatunam Cha Samanya Etat Pashubhena Ranam Dharmo Hi Eko Adiko Vishesho Dharmena Hina Pashubhe Samana. These four activities, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, they are exactly equal to all the living entities, to all the species of life. So what is more beautiful, the human is also doing it. Nothing special. The other living entities are doing on their 4 legs, 10 legs, 100 legs, or many thousand legs. But the activities and the principles are same. If someone says, no, we human are eating in a plate, in a hotel, but exactly the principle is you are eating. Whether somebody has thrown the food on the floor, or somebody has thrown the food on the plate. Sleeping in a king mattresses, queen mattresses, doesn't matter. Principle is same. Defending, producing offspring, everything is same. So if a human being getting a human birth, if we are doing the same activity since we've taken a birth and we are dying it, so what is the difference between us and an animal? He also does the same thing. To do all these four things, we go to so many hardships. So many hardships we go through, so much pain. Since we have taken the birth, we have seen in similar canto, in canto 5, where this jiva is also offering his prayer in the womb of his mother. Actually, this whole Srimad Bhagavatam is prayers, full of prayers. Every single chapter, every single canto, it just prayers to the Lord, prayers to the Lord. Jiva is praying, Lord Shiva is praying, in today's context, Bhadra Shiva Maharaj, he is praying, Parhar Maharaj is praying, Dhruva Maharaj is praying, Bali Maharaj is praying, you know, Brahmanas are praying, everybody are praying and praying, please protect us. And these all great personalities which I just named, they are heavily criticizing, this materialistic life. Sometimes we have seen, when we go to the road, especially in India or here also, we have seen such accident has been happened and somebody has just passed away. And we just take our head around and we just move ahead. Oh, that's happened to him, foolish fellow, he doesn't know how to drive. Maybe that was his karma, that's the way he has to leave this world. And he went. And maybe you are just cursing like that and happened next corner, you are gone. That's how we make so many plans, not recognizing the value of the time. Why this time is so valuable, especially in the human life. The purpose of the human life is not just to do all these four activities what the animals are doing without any hard work. We haven't seen any animal except the human animal going to the wood and, you know, updating himself in his occupation to make sure his job is saved. They are easily getting food, sleeping, mating, defending. Everything is happening without any trouble. Have you ever seen any? If we don't do all these things, how much anxiety we are having in our mind? Depression is there. Okay, heart attacks are there. Anxiety full of there. Can't sleep enough. Have you ever seen any other species, you know, suffering from heart attack? Can't sleep in the night, taking pills. You know, cholesterol high, BP low, BP high. Nothing has happened to them. They're peacefully enjoying. I tell you one beautiful pastor. In 2010, I was working in one of the warehouse, logistic warehouse. And I've been only, that was my second or third day. And around my workmates, they say that the supervisor of our warehouse in the night time, whoever comes, a new person being recruited in the warehouse, he takes to his office and he shows what the houses is going to buy in Tasmania. This person, they gave me a brief idea what was his background. They said the supervisor, he left the school, like he was quite old at that time, maybe 63, 64. He was quite old, or quite young, in 16, 17. He left all the schooling, all the colleges, and he started working in a night shift. And we know night shift, we get more pay, like $40 an hour, 55, even though in warehouse, in factories. And this person, for 35, 40 years, he worked all his life just as working the day night, sorry, night shift, getting more money. And his plan was, maximum 55 and 60, I will take a retirement. And he likes Tasmania a lot. Every single holiday, he doesn't go anywhere in the world. He just only goes to Tasmania and 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever holidays he has. He likes so much. So he's making a plan to buy a beautiful house. Because, like I'm talking about 11 years old, that time houses were not very expensive in Tasmania. And he has his own house in Hyatt there, near Chaitanya, you know. Properties are very expensive here, like 7 million, 6 million, like that. And he was making a plan, and he takes every new person to his office and shows, I'm going to buy this house, it's got swimming pool, it's got, you know, sauna, jacuzzi, and what not so. So all the sense, enjoyment, everything. So he was asking, what do you think? Well, whether should I buy this or should I buy this? And anyway, I'm not paying for anything. So whatever you like, you can buy. So anyway, so that was the story. So after 3 weeks, this person got a 2 weeks holiday and he went to Tasmania. And he showed me before going, a night before, which was Friday. He said, this is the house me and my wife has decided to buy. This is $300,000-$400,000. And the rest we will put in a bank account. We will get the interest. We will buy whatever, you know, nice car, Hummer, Mercedes. And we will enjoy the rest of our life with the rest of our money, whatever property we have sold in Melbourne, we will grab them, and that's what we will do, we will enjoy it. So after doing this on Friday, he left, and Monday night when I went to work, I got to know he passed away. And how he passed away, he took a motel, and next day he was going to sign the lease, or maybe he did sign the lease. And he emailed all of us, including the manager and everything, when I will come back, maximum 1 week or maybe 2 weeks I will work, then I will take my retirement. And after signing the lease, that night he just passed away. He had a heart attack and he left the home. The point is, how this person, being so miser, we have seen, he was saving every single money. He was so miser that in the breakfast, lunch and dinner, he only eats a $2 noodles. We have seen that, you know, just go. Just put a hot water, just mix it for 2 minutes and just, you know, eat the noodles. He was eating every time like just $2, $2, or $6 whole day meal is done. Whole day meal is done. And that was, he was saving whole money. And astonishing is that more in this pastor is that this fellow, when his funeral happened, His wife, you know, how the Western culture they do, they just call the white funeral lady, she comes, and at the end they glorify the person and they drink the wine. And after that, we find out his friend got married his wife. So husband passed away, properties got wife, okay, everything, wife has got it. And his close friend got married his wife. Now guess what? This Peter was working for whom? For his friend throughout the whole life. His friend took the money, his friend took the wife. Everything was gone. And Peter also gone. So that is the condition I have seen. And that time I was not in Krishna consciousness. But that was an eye-opener for me. Many of us, we make so many plans since we get into our college or schools. We have heard from our parents, yes, my son, my daughter, you have to, you know, study hard, you have to achieve something in the world. Okay, become doctor, engineer, something, white-collar job in India. But there you become a tradie, you know, you just get more money than other white-collar people. They have been downloaded in such a way, their whole life is just only considering if you have a good facility. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying in the world, but if you have a very good facility for eating, not just a simple chapati or some dal, like that, not like that, very good, palatable. Every week, every hour, you get some palatable for your tongues. And a very good place to live. A very good farmhouse, I mean, in the hill area, you go to holiday. You know, a good, nice offsprings, sending them to big, you know, schools and colleges, getting them into, get trained in other sports activity where they can show among their friend circle, look, my friend is also doing like this, you know, how about yours? And about my protection in my old age, I have got this FD, fixed deposit, I have got this property, this investment, nothing to do. But who knows whether you will be alive to see all those enjoyments the way this guy Peter did. It's very, very difficult. So that's why the devotees, the sannyasis and the Vaishnavas, they take the trouble to move all over the world to educate all these materialistic people. They go into their house. Their only purpose, actually this pastime is happening in Canto 1, chapter number 13, entitled the Transtraquit's Home. Such a wonderful and a powerful chapter to be meditated upon, I would say, every day. We can see the condition of a Dhritarashtra. Exactly, so materialistic that Vidura came, Vidura was his younger brother, Vidura came to give an enlightenment to his elder brother Dhritarashtra, which he was so ashamed to leave in his younger brother's sons, which he was trying to kill them throughout his whole life. And he was only purpose was to enjoy comfortably. He was so shameless. Can you see, if you try to kill somebody, and this person becomes so merciful upon you and you have no place to live, and he allows you, please come to my home and sleep and eat. You don't have to do anything. No, it's not like that. Vidura was sharp words he was using. Look at yourself. Let me read these three verses for you instead of I saying. Let's see what Mahatma Vidura is saying so powerfully. Vidura is saying to Dhritarashtra, text number 21, 22, 23, your father, brother, well-wishers and sons are all dead and passed away. You yourself has expended the major portion of your life. Your body is now overtaken by invalidity. And you are living in the home of others. You know, how harsh and piercing this type of verses are. You have been blind from your birth and recently you have become hard of hearing. Your memory is shortened and your intelligence is disturbed. Your teeth are loose, your liver is defective and you are coughing up mucus. Have you seen that person becomes so old and is, you know, somewhere in the last day and he's got some disease, the whole life is He's so painful, he's in there. And that's what Dhritarashtra was doing. Alas, how powerful are the hopes, this is very powerful, of a living being to continue his life. Verily, you are living just like a household dog and are eating remnants of food given by Bhima. My God, Hare Krishna. You know, Bhima is throwing chapatis and rice on your face from his plate. You are eating that much and you are thinking you are the king, you are the ruler. You know, you are controlling everything. Can you see the words of the Mahatmas here? My God, somebody comes and tells us our hunger will go off. But here he says, you're shamelessly, you're eating those chapatis, speaking up from the floor. And you're still thinking you are the king. It is the compassion of Maharaj Yudhishthira as he was treating his father's elder brother so beautifully, doesn't even realize him that what you have done to us, that is the heart of a Vaishnava. Speaking this hard word, that is the only purpose of the Vaishnavas going or a sannyasi sadhus going on materialistic people's home, they shaken them out. Wake up sleeping soul, what are you doing in your life? Don't say just one more day, one more life, one more plan, I will become cool. No, it's not right. It will not help over here. And in today's Kali Yuga, that even worse. Father's sons are praying. Here, the residents are praying to the Lord in a different mood. And today's sons are praying to the Lord in a different mood. Let my father die early. Why? Because he's sitting on all the monies and properties. He's not giving us anything. Let him die so quickly so we can enjoy. And we have seen. We have seen around, you know, in our friend circle, in our relatives or in the newspaper, every now and then this type of things comes over. And not only the father prays, the son prays, father also does the same thing. Being crazy from the sexual desires, you know, Prabhupada is saying in the verse here, after passing away his sons, he enjoys his son's wife, his daughter-in-law. Man, this is terrible. Just last week, I was just saying what's happening with the virus here in our Victoria and other states, and I come across this article where this old man, he's a magistrate, and he was having a relationship, and he was 68 years old, and he was having a relationship with this 23 years old girl, and she was just a, you know, court clerk, unknown face to the world. And they were having a relationship, and they got engaged also. And in the newspaper they were showing the photo of the beach and, you know, all the holidays, what they were doing and all the parties they were doing. This old man, first I thought maybe it's a grandfather and granddaughter. But when I, you know, went through the article says something else. The most point was that when this girl, after 3 months when she got engaged, she died in a car accident. That's how this whole story came up in the news. When this girl died, this so-called old fiancé, 68 years old, he claimed for all her money, for all her superannuation, all her savings, so and so, and guess what, he won also. I was just thinking in a very different view, maybe this old girl, this young girl, just merely 23, she must be thinking, you know, this old man, you know, let's have some relationship with him. Well, he will die, he's a magistrate, he's got a big property, then I will take. So all the property will become mine. Then I will, you know, maybe hardly can live for another 2 years, 5 years or 10 years. So all the properties will become mine. So I will have the possession on everything. But the game being reversed. This young girl died and this old man got all the money. And he's enjoying it. That's a very, very precarious situation, and it's happening for the full materialistic person here. But In the purport, in the middle of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that even in the purport, in the translation, he said nothing happens without the sanction of the Lord. So why does the personality of Godhead permit such simple activities? If nothing, so these simple activities where people are doing, is it the permission of the Lord? Because Vedas, they have that contradiction statement. We have to understand all this point, because many people, not having the full understanding of the Vedas, how Veda functions, they live their life throughout the whole life on just one statement. But why these two statements are being contradictory? Let me give you an example. Our Haigriva is here. The one statement is, Haigriva does not eat whole day. Okay, and second statement is, but he's getting chubby. And someone may think, how come it's possible if he's not eating whole day, but he's getting chubby? There's something wrong. It means the statement is wrong. But the intelligent person, the sadhu comes, he says, yes, the both statements are true. But there is a third statement which joins them and makes the whole statement complete. Haigriva does not eat the whole day. He's getting chubby because he eats in the night. So this whole statement completes the whole statement here. So here the Lord is saying, nothing happens without my sanction. So it means that people are doing simple activity. So does it mean that Lord has sanctioned them, allowed them? No, Srila Prabhupada answers that, no. When the son insists to do simple activity, then the Lord permits that. And that simple activity, the result, the person, he does on his own risk. Suppose a father, a son comes and says, hey, Daddy, give me some money. I want to go for a party. And father knows what the party will be. There will be a liquor, there will be intoxication and stuff and so and so. Father stops him, look, don't do all these things. But son insists, if you don't do this, I will hurt myself, I will do this, I will leave the home. Being compassionate father, he provides some money. Okay, don't hurt yourself, don't do anything. Just take the money and go. When the child takes the money, no doubt the father has given the money. And child buys some, liquor, he drinks, gets intoxicated, drives the car, drives the bike, and he does some nonsense which gets him into trouble. And he hurt himself. So does this son can come up and just say, hey, father, only just cause of you, only just cause of because you gave me the money, it happened to me. No. Because that was the individual responsibility of the son of a person, how he's going to utilize the money. And if anything happens, he himself is alone responsible for any consequences. Because that was his individual free will. Free will is not only in material world, free will also in spiritual world. That's what we misuse. In some of the points Srila Prabhupada says, in some of his teaching here and there in Srimad Bhagavatam, that we were in spiritual world, but we misused. We were saying, the Lord, we want to enjoy separately from you. Please, do something. The Lord says, please son, don't go. Like, I just came from India 13 years ago. And when I was planning to come, of course, all of our parents stopped us. Why you are going? What is the point? You just stay with us. You got your own home. Your mom is there. You don't need to worry about all the cooking, washing your clothes, cleaning your house. Your sister is there. I'm here working. You get some decent job. Just work here. Be with us. Be happy. But what you say? No. All my friends are going. I also have to go. I don't care. Just, pay my fees, pay my money. So and so. Father said at the last moment also, please son, think about it. Don't go. But we says, no, we are going. But when we came here and we saw all the trouble that we have to cook everything, wash everything, and this and that. So does it mean that Father pushed us to do all these things? He stopped us. In the same way, in the spiritual world, Lord also stopped at the last moment. Please, son, don't go. Now when we came here, so all the responsibilities are coming on us, not on the Lord. Even though He sanctioned, but out of love He sanctioned. Singing. But He's so eager also to take us back. So come back to this today's verse here in the last paragraph where the Srila Prabhupada writes that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that no doubt this Bharatvarsha is a karma bhumi. You can generate or you can burn your karma only there, and other varshas are upabhoga sthana, meant for enjoyment. And in all those places, son never dies before the father, because they have got their own certain period of time. Only in this Bharatvarsha, in Kali Yuga, anyone can die anytime. We have seen it. Parents are alive, son got sick or daughter got sick, you know, just in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, age, they have left the world. It is a very difficult situation for parents, but anyone can go anytime. That is how this beautiful, you know, land is. But no doubt, heavenly planet, we are desiring to go to heavenly planet and live eternally, which is not possible. But guess what? These heavenly planet residents, they are praying to take birth in the Bharatvarsha, because there is a very, very easy access to go back to Godhead. Take up the devotional service so seriously, so there will be no chance to coming back to any of the Varsha, to any one of the Dvipa, or anywhere. Just go back to Godhead straight away. So I would like to stop here and see if there were any questions, any comments, any corrections. Okay, if there is nothing, thank you very much. Granta Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.